Sportsnet.ca's Luke Fox. Welcome back to the show. Good morning, Luke.
Good morning. So you see me in the press box. I like my snack.
Yes, we have spies everywhere, just so you know.
Luke, let's jump in. This Predators team, let's start with the Predators rolling into town here tonight and what they offer in terms of their depth. And it looks like Johansson and Hartnell could be back in the lineup for the Predators tonight. Is this a team that you would look at as one of the favorites, or would they be a favorite for you to come out of the West this year and get back to the Stanley Cup final again?
Yeah, I think absolutely they're one of the favorites. St. Louis sits up top there, but the way Nashville's been playing of late, they've actually probably been playing the best hockey of any team in the Central. And it kind of started to turn around when they made that trade with Ottawa and Colorado and got Kyle Turris and got that center depth that they've been hungry for. And now they're a very balanced team. They even won without Ryan Johansson in the lineup. And this is a scary team. And I think where it starts is from the back end and their depth on defense. And they're doing this without Ryan Ellis, who will come back later in the year. So when he comes back, look out, because this is a serious team. David Poile's constructed it as a team that he thinks can win a Stanley Cup after they got that taste last spring. So I do think that they're one of the strongest teams in the West. Now, LA is looking really good in the Pacific as well. But and then we all know anything can happen in the playoffs. But this is a balanced team. They're strong up front. Their defense may be second to none. And then Pekka Rinne, when he's on his game, there's not many better. So, yeah, this is a scary-looking team, and it's coming. This opponent's coming at a rough time for your Canucks, just with all the injuries you guys have had of late.
Oh, thanks for rubbing that in there, Luke. Appreciate that. I'm trying to sell the broadcast here.
Well, Luke, that's my next question for you. You speak about how scary this team is. I think one of the scariest things is the fact that they've been so good despite not even having Ellis in the lineup and some of their top forwards. So the Canucks, I know a lot of injuries for this team, but where is the Preds' weakness? What can they do to maybe have a close game tonight?
Well, that's a good question. There isn't that many weaknesses. I guess I would say, they need a really good, strong goaltending performance for one, and try to keep it a low scoring game. I think that's probably the Canucks' best bet, because they don't want to get into a shootout with the Preds, just with Barchi and Bo Horvat not in the lineup. I don't think they want to trade chances. I think they want to play a tight game, almost like a road type of game, even though they're at home, and that'll probably give them the best chance.
Luke, the Ottawa Senators find themselves in a continued tailspin that we've seen for a while, and now Erik Karlsson has admitted that he submitted his teams, which he had to do contractually going forward. So where do you go with Ottawa? And is there a potential that we're going to see Erik Karlsson playing somewhere else soon?
I would be shocked if it happened this season, but this is bad news in Ottawa. I mean, they've only won once out of their last 12 games, and it's not a case of bad luck. They're getting outshot. Their special teams aren't good. Their goaltending hasn't been at a level it used to be. Karlsson, their superstar, their captain, he's not producing points and driving the play the way he used to. He's coming off that ankle injury where he had half his ankle bone removed. The trade for Matt Duchene hasn't worked out for them. It's like everything that could go wrong has gone wrong. And then you compound that with Carlson's comments that he wants top dollar, and he kind of said he was taken out of context, but I don't know how you can take that out of context. He said he wants to get paid what he's worth, and he should get paid what he's worth.
Absolutely.
And now they're asking for the no trade list 18 months in advance of when his contract's up. It's like anything that could go wrong is going wrong in Ottawa, and then you got the big outdoor game, which is supposed to be a big celebration. And you have a team that's in a free fall. It's quite an interesting scenario heading into this weekend. That said, I would be shocked if they gave up this early and traded him before this trade deadline. But I think what they have to do is find out if they need to know if he's really going to re-sign and re-sign for what they're willing to give him on July 1. And if it's not going to work out, then I think they will have to move on from him this coming summer. because you can't let a guy of that caliber walk for free. And if you post a for sale sign on Erik Karlsson, you got 30 teams that'll be offering up, really good prospects and packages of draft picks. You could really kick in a massive rebuild if you put Karlsson on the market, because you can't afford to take your chances and let him walk for free. You have to have clarity from the player on if he's serious about coming back and re-signing for what you're willing to give him.
Luke Fox with us here on Sportsnet 650 this morning, talking the Ottawa Senators' problems. The sky continues to fall. It might be the worst marketing campaign ever, having lost 12 of 13 to try to sell tickets to for an upcoming three-game homestand that starts tonight as they welcome the Rangers into town. But look, status quo can't continue. And I know they kind of pushed their chips in with the Matt Duchene deal here a month ago, but it hasn't worked. So, like, what do you do? At some point in time, something's got to give here. Like, last night, they got worked by Buffalo. Buffalo! The freaking Buffalo Sabres, Luke. I mean, how much longer do you go with Guy Boucher behind the bench or something? Because they're having a hard enough time selling tickets right now for a team that was a goal away from hitting the Stanley Cup final back in May, which now feels like that was May 2007. What do you do? Because if it's not Karlsson that gets moved here, what do you do now?
Well, there's, I guess, a couple ways you could go. I mean, you could fire Boucher, but it's just the same story in Ottawa. It's like every year and a half they make a coaching change. And Boucher did get him within one goal of the Stanley Cup final. So you hate to, bail out on a coach just a couple months in. But you're right. It's getting to be tense times, and they do need to do something to turn it around. The only positive thing I could say about Ottawa is that they do play in the weakest division in the Atlantic, and it is possible if they do turn things around and get hot that they could grab that third seed. In that division, it's kind of Tampa and Toronto at the top, and that third spot's up for grabs. I think Boston has the best chance of getting that now, but that's kind of like the carrot that's dangling in front of an Ottawa or Montreal, is that they could sneak in the back door, with a strong finish once the calendar flips to 2018. The other option would be, do you trade Duchene again? I mean, there was so much interest in him. Like, would a team like Pittsburgh or Carolina, like there's other teams that might be interested in Matt Duchene. It hasn't worked out. Do you say, look, this isn't working, and you bail on him, because that's another option. So it's interesting. I mean, they asked for it's not just Karlsson. They asked for everyone's list of teams they'd be willing to be traded to. So I think everything's on the table there. But management and, they hate what's going on right now, and they don't like to talk about it, and they hate, us having this conversation on radio, fans talking, media talking about all their problems. But you're right, something's got to give. And part of it is just playing better. Like, you just can't imagine them playing this poorly, but it keeps happening. Like you said, a loss to Buffalo.
12 of 13 now that they've lost.
Yeah, Bobby Ryan makes $7 million and has one goal. Like, you can put it all on Guy Boucher if you want, I get it, but their players are not producing. Duchene hasn't produced, Ryan's not producing, they got rid of Kyle Turris. It's a struggle in Ottawa right now.
Luke, appreciate you dropping by, man, and we'll look forward to checking out what you got on sportsnet.ca.
Sportsnet 650.